Still got, I think, maybe one or two quarts in there yet.
Yeah, do you? Uh-huh. You can it rather than freeze them.
Yeah, well, we froze a lot of them too. Mm-hmm. Man, they had the plastic boxes, half a gallon boxes. Man, they had I don't know how many of them for. Mm-hmm. My daughter come down from Louisville, Kentucky, and just fill them up in there for her son to eat on, mm-hmm. you know. Me too, but mm-hmm. mostly for him. Mm-hmm. And I can 41 quarts and give, oh, I don't know how many different people I give, good big bucket peaches. It broke off somewhere, another one is little, come up there from the old tree. And it's five different prongs of it. You might say it's five trees, but it's all come from one thing. And just, I'll show it to you when you get ready to start.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Boy, there was no telling how many bushel peaches on there.
But
this past year now, I didn't get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Being close to the house might keep it warmer, is that true?
I don't know, it just, year before last, it just hadn't hit.
Mm-hmm. What kind of berries do you have?
We call it mostly blackberries. I raise some strawberries, mm-hmm. but I think it just about let them all last year. I wasn't able to work them. I think it about all died out.
Mm-hmm. And?
Oh, we have a few dewberries, but not many, not enough to count as a crop or nothing yeah. like that.
Uh-huh. And how about raspberries? Do you have any?
I ain't seen a raspberry since I come up towards Hollow Springs up there. I used to live up there and then we had a good many of them up there. They grew wild out in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen one down in this country, nowhere that I know of.
And people don't grow them?
No. Mm-hmm.
And
I used to have some berries, a great big old berry. I forgot what I called them. Had them out there in that orchard. Oh, they got different kind of berries, Boston berries, and different things. But
do you have any berries in the woods that make you sick if you would eat them?
I don't know.
Sometimes
we have a huckleberry. That's a little bit of thing, a little bigger than a buckshot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're good to eat, they won't make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think we have nothing like that.
And how about in the woods, a tall bush that has pink and white flowers? It's a good sized bush.
Well, now there's different things. I was trying to think of what. We have a haw, we have a mayhaw and a apple haw, and we have a quince. That's kind of a pear-like thing, you know. And then we have another kind, I can't think what it is. But there are not many of them in this country. The fact of it is, the land's all cleared up in Indiana now.
Mm-hmm.
They've done away with all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any rhododendron or mountain laurel or anything like that?
What?
Laurel or rhododendron, or uh-huh. it's not hilly enough for that.
I don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. And how about these trees, the shiny leaves and the big white flowers, the magnolias?
Magnolia, yeah, they have some in Hollow Springs. We don't have none out here.
And did you ever call them anything different when you were young?
I don't know.
Does cucumber tree
sound? Cucumber.
Cucumber
oh, yeah,
tree?
That's a garden.
But have you ever heard anybody call a tree cucumber tree?
No.
No, it's not live here. And about the tree in the woods that, it's got different colored bark, sort of a green and a white and a yellow bark.